This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And today's indicator is 11 million. That is roughly the number of barrels of oil the U.S. produced every single day in 2018. The U.S. is now the biggest oil producer in the world. We produce more oil in this country than Saudi Arabia, which produces about 10.5 million barrels of oil a day, and Russia, which produces around 10 million. And this represents a major global change, both politically and economically. And those changes are sure to be at the top of the agenda for OPEC's big meeting next week. OPEC is a group of oil-producing countries, basically headed by Saudi Arabia. And the group used to have enormous power over the global economy, particularly over the U.S. economy. The U.S. is the biggest consumer of oil in the world. Now, OPEC still has a lot of power, but dramatically less than it used to. And its power over the U.S. economy is probably forever diminished. Today on the show, global oil. How the U.S.'s role as top global oil producer has changed things.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft. At the Carlsberg Research Laboratory, scientists are using Microsoft AI to reinvent the way they produce beer. See how AI is empowering business innovators at Microsoft.com/AI. Support also comes from the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases. Now when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply.
Christopher Knittle is an economist at MIT. He has studied the oil markets for years. Chris, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So, Chris, recently something pretty extraordinary happened, which is that the U.S. became the largest producer of crude oil in the world.
Yes.
So, first of all, how did that happen?
In two words, fracking revolution. The advent of horizontal drilling and hydrofracturing has really transformed world oil markets and has propelled the U.S. into being a major player on the production side rather than just on the consumption side.
What is the economic significance of the U.S. being the largest producer of oil in the world?
We need to step back a little bit in the sense that we still import oil. So we are still a net importer of oil.
We're still not making enough.
Exactly. So we're still consuming more than we make. But in the past, we used to import about half of the oil we consume. And now on a net basis, that's only about 10%. So from that perspective, it has been a major shift.
How does that change the economy of the U.S. and of other oil-producing countries?
Well, let's start with the U.S. So in the past, when we were importing so much oil, when oil prices fluctuated, that had a big impact on the U.S. economy, especially when oil prices went up.
Oh, it's no longer like an economic drain. It's just money moving from one part of the U.S. economy to the other.
Right. The big negative effects in the past were that we were just sending more money outside of the country, and that's no longer the case.
How much downward pressure does the U.S. producing so much more oil than it used to, like how much downward pressure does that put on the price of oil?
It quite a bit, especially during peak demand periods like now where globally economies are doing pretty well. It's an extra 6 million barrels a day that is being on the market. That's about, 5%, a little over 5% of world production. But when oil supplies are short, that 5 to 7% can mean a lot on prices.
And what about politically? What is the sort of political effect of the U.S. being the biggest oil producer in the world?
Yeah, I think that's a major factor. It's not hyperbole to say that the fracking revolution has completely transformed the geopolitics around energy. For one, OPEC has a lot less power now than they used to, just because they're a smaller share of the world oil production.
What has that meant for, I guess, for the U.S. and then for the Middle East?
Again, now that we're only importing about 10% of our oil, in theory at least, we're less beholden to the Middle East. Now, we still are in the sense that if there's a disruption in the supply of oil there, prices will go up. And as we talked about, that's not a great thing for the U.S. economy, but is not as bad of a thing as it used to be.
What has this meant for OPEC?
Well, from OPEC's perspective, they have a lot less power, in particular pricing power, as they used to.
I mean, yeah, they used to just be like the sort of very all-powerful cartel, and pretty much everyone was at their mercy. I mean, we're the largest consumers of oil in the world, so this was a big deal. Like, if we couldn't not have oil.
That's right. And so, you know, they sort of had us stuck, and that's no longer the case.
What role do you think oil is playing globally right now? I mean, is it like a significant role? Is it kind of quieted down? I mean, this oil used to just move. I mean, there have been moments in history when oil really just moved every market.
Yeah, I don't think world leaders and countries are worrying about the price of oil as much as they used to. 20 years from now, you can certainly imagine a world where oil-producing countries have almost no power in the world because we have this surplus of oil, and we're consuming much less oil than we ever were.
I mean, oil used to be, I mean, there's a phenomenon in economics called the resource curse, which happens when countries have a lot of, usually, oil, and because it's so lucrative, they plow every resource they have into developing oil. The rest of their economy suffers. I mean, there's a whole curse associated with having a lot of oil because oil is such a powerful, valuable commodity. Do you think that is going to change? Do you think oil is going to lose that kind of muscle to sort of make an economy?
Well, I think we're already seeing that change. So Saudi Arabia now is looking to diversify their economy. And the traditional oil-producing countries more generally are going to need to reinvent themselves in the face of more production coming out of the U.S. as well as alternatives to oil in the transportation market.
And what do you see as the future for oil production in the U.S.?
So as economies move away from oil and transportation and other sectors, there won't be as much profit being made from fracking. But insofar as the demand for oil is there, we have a huge amount of resources available to us, and I wouldn't expect them not to be untapped if the demand is there.
This episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo, fact-checked by Emily Lang, and edited by Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Drag has been around for a while.
In the kabuki tradition in Japan, in minstrel shows, in vaudeville.
But one TV show made it mainstream now. We break down drag's current renaissance. Check out NPR's It's Been a Minute now.